I'm at the house of Mrs. Kathleen Billingsley. Before we start the interview, can I ask you to say on the record that you're happy for this to be recorded?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Very good. Excellent. When did you work at Harrison Pearson?
Well, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, it was my great-grandfather.
When did your great-grandfather work there?
Well, as I can remember, my grandmother telling me that he was born about 1850.
Right.
And he went there when he was a boy, a young boy.
They used to go when they were about 12 or 13 then, hadn't they?
Yes, yes.
And did he work there all his life?
Yes, he worked there till he died.
Oh, right.
Yes, he was 60 when he died, so that was round about 1910.
Yes.
Because looking back at my mother, she'd been 98 now, she's on that photograph. And
which you're showing me the photograph afterwards.
Yes,
that's lovely.
And she was only a baby when he died.
Ah, right.
So he's been dead nearly 100 years, 95 years.
And do you know what work he did?
He was a brick maker.
Right.
Brick maker.
General bricks or?
I know he was a brick maker, and my grandmother said he used to work in his carpet, his slippers, because of the. The treading, I suppose.
Yes,
you know, the
that's right.
Clay and that.
Yes.
You know. So he worked there. As far as I know, he worked there all his life.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother worked there. I don't know how many years it was, but she worked there till she was 75.
Somebody else I've spoken to told me that they used to employ women to make what they called sloppy bricks.
Yes.
Which is using quite watery sort of clay, which they put into moulds.
Yeah. Well, she sorted the clay.
Oh, right.
She sorted the clay out.
Yes.
And I think she went there, and I know when it was cold, I remember Gran saying that they had fires there in the brickyard. And she took a breakfast with her. And they used to have, I suppose they'd take a bottle of tea, you know, and have whatever she got, toast and dripping in the cold weather. And eat it there, and but I can't remember the name of the man who went to her, and he said Liz. He called her by Liz.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm afraid you'll have to finish because her eyesight was going."
And this was when she was 75.
Yes.
That's amazing.
She was 75, and she was worried to death because she couldn't keep her house on because she hadn't got enough money.
Oh dear.
So at 75, and she'd worked most of her life. Because, you see, previous to that, my great-grandfather, her husband, must have died. She died in 1940, he died in 1910.
Yes.
And she was about 87 when she died.
It's a good old age, isn't it?
Yes.
Obviously didn't do her any long-term harm, did it?
No. And she had to go and live with my grandmother.
Yes.
And she lived in Stourbridge, just down from the church, Lower High Street.
Yes.
And it was very sad story, really, because my great-grandfather was buried at Amblecote Churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the boundary at the bottom of Lower High Street,
yes,
which was Staffordshire and Worcestershire.
That's right.
And
it was about where Mill Street was. It's about where the ring road goes through. More
yes, yeah. It was Staffordshire and Worcestershire. And my grandmother hadn't got enough money to pay for the funeral, because she'd got the money to pay for the funeral, but it was 7 shillings to go over the boundary, just up to the church.
Goodness.
And, of course, they were very, very proud. And they used to take insurances out pay a penny for the funerals, hadn't they?
That's right.
And I know she said, I thought it was £7. Now I thought, well, that was... I don't think the funeral was much more than that then.
It doesn't sound like it, does it?
No. And it was 7 shillings. I haven't got 7 shillings. Mm. I haven't really got a shilling or 2 shillings, you know, then. And so she couldn't be buried with her husband.
Oh, dear.
She had to be buried at Stourbridge Cemetery.
Mm. That is very sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did she talk a lot about her work and what she did?
No, I can only remember grandmother telling me about her father and my grandmother going there, and grandmother sorting the clay out, and I think they probably lived where Harrison Pearson's is, right opposite. They must have all been fields, and it was across the Delph.
That's right.
Above there. And yes. They must have lived in these little houses there.
Yes.
Because she said, my grandmother used to say, I'll go across the Leza to work. They yes. called it the Leza.
Yes.
And it was more or less probably opposite, about half a mile up.
Yes.
And they walked across the fields to work then. And, she was very proud of, you know, what the work they did. And I know he never saw a doctor all his life till he was dying.
Yeah.
And what happened, she said, Father used to go and play bowls at the pear tree.
Right.
And I would imagine, I think it's across the Delph.
Yes.
Somewhere. And when they won, he'd got his silver mug and all of them had a drink out of this cup or mug. And apparently he caught consumptive throat.
From?
Yes.
Something. Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he never saw a doctor till he was dying. And I think it was 3 months.
Oh.
He lived on eggs and milk.
Oh.
And, and it was very sad. But her mum says, oh, I was only a young baby when grandfather died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when looking back, mum would be about 98, 99 coming.
Yeah.
So she was only a baby on that photograph. And my great-grandmother's all dressed in long black clothes.
Yes.
And I think he must have died just before that.
It looks like she's in mourning, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes.
And that she and then she wore those long black clothes all... till she died.
They did, didn't they, in
yes.
those days?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And she died in 1941. She was about 87, 88. And because she'd been a widow all those years.
Yes.
After, you know. And, but, you know, my grandmother says, Mum said she never moaned about anything. You know, I think when Grandad died, of course, they had these big wakes, didn't they, the funerals. But the women hadn't used to follow then, I don't think.
No.
And it was very sad when you think they worked all their life.
Yes.
Never had any money.
Yeah.
They hadn't got the money, I don't think, to go and see a doctor then. And he ended up just 60. And he did go there as a young boy.
Yes.
And that he worked there all his life.
Yes.
It's sad, really, when they were talking, that they couldn't find any records, could they?
No.
Of the, they said they were all destroyed.
Mm.
After the, when the other people bought the work, then they'd all been destroyed.
Yes.
Shame that was, really.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's awful. So, just to recap, when did your grandfather start then? You said about 1850?
Well, it had got to be round about that. He
right.
was born round 18. My grandmother was born in, my grandmother was born in 1880 and her brother was older than her. So
yeah.
he was born in the 1870s.
Yes.
So he's got to be born in the 1850.
Yes.
Yeah, and he went there as a young boy
mm-hmm.
and he worked there till he died.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's great continuity, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. And, it's a shame because my grandmother had this lovely photograph of him with his Albert watch on, with my grandmother and the family. And it was a shame that... when my grandmother moved, she must have left... Brian Dog, she must have left all these photographs there. But as I say, we've got that one.
Which I'll look forward to looking
yes.
at afterwards.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. And she ended her days, I think, in King William Street.
In Amblecote?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's where they live. And she was one of 12, and my great grandfather was one of 12.
Good grief.
And I remember Gran saying that when they were little, her and her two brothers used to have to take money to the grandparents then, because they hadn't got the money when they retired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't got any money to live on.
Mm.
And, she had two brothers, I wished we could have found the records.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And have more information about it, but
yes.
she... See, I lived with my gran quite a lot.
Ah.
And then I can remember the stories.
So that's where the stories come from, yes.
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 Yes, I remember when she got married, she said, when I got married, the day I got married, I was 24, and before I went to the house with Father, she said, Father said, well, today you're getting married, and as you make your bed, you lie on, it'll be no good coming back.
She burnt her bridges, in other words, yeah. That's what he was saying. Oh, yeah. I see, right.
Yeah. Yeah. They had very strict upbringing, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she
it was a cruel old world, really, wasn't
and
it?
And, of course, she was 95 this, when she died, and my mother was 70, her daughter, and they were. She was the only survivor out of about six children. My mother was then. And my mum wouldn't have answered her back. Because she was, my grandmother was about 4 feet six and took a size two in shoe.
Good grief.
Yes, and she hadn't seen a doctor. She was 92 and she scalded her foot. Mum had to have the doctor. And she said, Molly, I don't want to see a doctor because, you know what Father said, they can't cure themselves.
Very good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. She was 95. And she was absolutely marvellous. She'd walk alongside me when she was 92.
I kept up with you, no trouble at all.
Yeah.
Just try and pin down. So grandfather started working there about 1850.
And he was born in 1850.
Born in 1850. So he started working there, what, mid 1860s probably?
Yes, it's got to be 1860.
Something like that. Yes. And your gran retired, well, she was made to retire.
When she was 75. Yes.
So that would be, wait, 1940, you said?
Well, she was born about the same time.
Right.
And she was 75.
That'd be about right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's... yes.
Sometime in the 1940s?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you say she was born
She died in 1941.
And she was 89?
And she was 87 or 88.
87 or 88. Yes. So she worked until about 1930.
Yeah. 13 years after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
75 or 85.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old was she?
She was 87 or 88 when she died.
So they clocked up about 60 years working for the company between them, I should think, something like that.
12 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's astonishing. It's a remarkable story.
Yeah. As I said, being with my grandmother, and my mother had a marvellous memory there. I've got quite a good memory. Mm.
And is this about the forest that's gone, you've gone back so far?
As far as I've gone back, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. 1930s was the furthest I'd gone back before.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Always interesting things like that. Yeah.
Because when it was on the telly, wasn't it? Yeah. And in the paper, we went to the meeting at the church hall at Amblecote.
Oh, yes.
And that's what started it.
I'll give them my phone number then. I said, anybody, any knowledge of the Harris
Smith? That's right. That's right. Yeah. All that, and then I'm coming round mopping up the memories, basically.
Yeah.
Very good.
They were keen when, as I say, it was only that we. Kay said she would like to go, so I took her, you know. And then she just said a couple of things there. Their ears pricked up and they said, oh.
But I remember she saying the man's name who went to grandmother and told her.
Can't think of it, can you?
No. And she said, Liz, I'm sorry, you've got to finish.
Right.
Of course, she had to work. I mean, for the bit of money what she got then, you say.
Would that be the...
I mean, it must have been horrendous life.
Yes.
Yeah, but your mum lived to 90.
Yeah, 91.
Would
91.
That be the works manager then, would it? Probably put her up?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't think of it.
Wasn't it Mr. Kelly, was it?
No.
No. Okay. No. That was one of the names we've had.
I know, she said... my mother sorted the clay out, and her eyesight was failing. I must have been watching. Sorry, Liz. He called her Liz. Her name, my maiden name was Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
always call me grandfather, my great grandfather Wills.
Yes.
Wills.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful, isn't it? Really, the story. Yeah.
Excellent. Very good.
I'll say if anything else comes to mind, but I can remember all those things down there. You can't believe it's 1850, can you?
You can't really, can you? It's astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So few generations.
You see, he's been dead nearly a century.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was 60 when he died.
Yes. Well, it's 160 years now, isn't it, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Absolutely remarkable.
It was 19th, about 1910.
Yeah.
You know, because remember telling me he was staunch liberal.
Yeah.
When Lloyd George came to power, you know.
Yeah, that was 1902 something.
Yeah, two or something.
Two, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And when she told me about it, playing bowls there, you know, and when they won, he had all his pigeons.
Hmm. Thanks very much.
I'll put some cream in.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So I don't know the,
oh, that's all right.
You taste the difference.
Oh, no, that's all right. Don't worry. Excellent. Oh, we've got a phone call now. Mm.
Yes, he had his pigeons. Mm. And of course, they couldn't afford medicines and doctors. He used to go out into the country and pick all these and collect all these herbs and make herbal teas for them. Of course, I mean, they were wise, weren't they?
Mm, they were,
Because my grandmother never... And she never took a tablet. She says, Father said this and Father said the other, and that's what she believed in, you see. All them years after. She says, Mum said, I've got this cucumber. She said, I don't want any cucumber. She says, Father said, put some pepper and salt on, put it in the dustbin.
Excellent. That's lovely.
Yes, I often think. Because when we went to have a drink at that pub by there, and it goes right under the level, they were telling us about that was the level of the road before they built the railway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I could imagine grandfather, that was all fields there, coming across there, you
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. I think we'll just pause there.